Thank you, Jesus. I had to tell that story so you understand where the message is going to come from. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Our flesh is our weakness.
Amen.
Now we're going to go to the scripture. Okay, y'all ready?
Amen.
We're going to go to, let's get these scriptures together. Yeah.
Where we going, brother?
I'm going to tell you, just follow me. I'm going to give it to you, Jane. You follow me.
All right.
As I follow right. Jesus. We're going to end it. We're going to be in Ephesians. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'd like to go to St. John 16th chapter. Let's go there. 16th chapter. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I'm gonna say a verse out of the 15th chapter. 14th chapter. I'm gonna say I'm glad to go there.
The 16th chapter of St. John.
And I'm going to try to start at the 7th verse. And then we're going to go to Acts 1 and 8.
All right.
Put your name, put your hand on there.
Put your name there.
You got some markers. See, I keep all kind of papers.
Yeah.
I use little papers for markers, you know.
Acts 1
and 8,
that's a good one.
Thank you, Jesus. Adam, you know, became weak. And he disobeyed God. That's what started everything in the world, sin. Mm-hmm. This fallen world. And God, from that time point on, tried everything he can to get us back like Adam. Mm-hmm. You got to understand that. That's what it's all about. Now, if he really wanted to, he could just went and just
wipe this out,
took the earth and smashed the earth to dust and did like that, huh? And he created another earth and started out. Oh, he could have done that.
Right.
He had the power to do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
But he said, nah, you know, it was hard, hard work creating man.
Amen. Yes.
And all those animals, huh?
He had to rest during the 7th day.
He sure did.
It was hard work.
So it took him how many days to do it?
7 days.
6,000 years, huh?
6,000
years. Huh? And it took 1,000 years to rest. Y'all got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all know what I'm saying, huh?
Yeah.
Our days is not the same as God.
That's right.
One day to God is what?
1,000 years.
Took 6,000 years to create the heaven and earth. All this thing. And then he took a long rest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Uh-huh. When Adam messed it up, all God could focus on is how I'm going to fix this. How I'm gonna get man back to like the way I want him to be when I first created him.
Yeah.
And I mean generations and generations and hundreds and thousands of years way back then, God would have tried everything to get us back to man. Mm-hmm. So Jesus came down, huh?
All
he
right.
said, what I'm gonna do, I tried to work with all the prophets, huh? I tried to work with all the people in the olden days to try to get man back. I got priests. I had put the priests out there. Even the priests is acting up.
Yeah.
So he came to a point that I got to do this myself.
All right.
I'm going to go down there and I'm going to fix this myself.
At least
I created these human beings.
Right, right.
At least I'm going to go down and give them a chance to make it.
Huh? Amen.
So he jumped down into the flesh, huh? As what?
As a baby.
As a what?
Okay, what's the word?
As a word. The okay. word of God. Huh?
Hallelujah. All right.
Jumped down into the flesh. Came down here, and he said, instead of me talking to him and writing on scrolls and writing stuff, the Ten Commandments, I'm going to come down, and I'm going to green the word to him.
Yes.
I'm going to show man what I want him to do.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, y'all fight, just listen to me. I'm going to end up somewhere, huh? Somewhere.
All right.
This world, huh? Yeah. And this life, tell somebody next to you, is a miserable place.
This world is a miserable place.
Yes, every day, getting worse and worse.
Yes. You hear that? It's a miserable place.
Miserable place.
And God knew that as long as we in the flesh, we cannot do this by ourselves.
Yeah.
See, if you want to know mega scientist. Jesus is the mega scientist.
Yes.
Right. Yes. He understood human body.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He understood the human mind.
Yep.
Yes.
The human spirit. Huh? Yeah. And he understands that we cannot do this by ourselves.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
What I mean by do this is make it.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Every day is a journey of misery. I don't care if things going well, huh? Now every day is a journey of misery.
Hallelujah.
Because we are in this what?
Flesh.
This flesh is the only place where Satan could attack.
Y'all
follow
me?
All right.
Amen.
God give me now. You just have to bear with me, all right?
Yes.
This flesh is the only place Satan could attack. Mm-hmm. He can't attack your soul.
That's right.
But he attacked your flesh.
All right.
Yes.
Because your flesh would lust after things of the world.
Yes.
Just like Eve. She saw that fruit. She lusted after it, although God told her not to do it.
Right.
She lusted after that fruit, and she bit that fruit for the fruit, and then she took it to Adam, and Adam knew God. He knew God told him not to touch that fruit.
Right.
But his flesh, lusted after the woman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and say
that,
it.
That hand him the fruit. It's y'all's fault.
It's our fault.
See?
We knew where this was going.
Yeah.
We're going to be
blamed again. She had never touched that piece of fruit that the devil told her, you ain't going to die, God ain't going to do nothing to you. That same devil is in the world today.
Yes.
Man. All
right. Yes. That devil right now, he'll tell you, go ahead and smoke that cigarette. You all right, God, and God still love you. You ain't going to see you to hell.
He's alive.
Y'all hear that?
Uh-huh.
That same devil to tell you, go ahead and hit that bottle and just sweep that bottle down. That's all right.
Come on, Jesus.
God still love you, huh? Yeah, he come today, you're going to go to heaven. That same devil that was with there with Eve, huh?
Yes.
Is the same devil today.
Yes.
Today.
All right, now,
yes.
Make it plain.
Today.
Make it
same
plain.
If I was to sit here and list all the sins in the world,
all right.
All the lust of the flesh in the world, I probably take a piece of paper and do like that, and then go all the way through the back door.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We'd be here a long time.
Yes.
We'd be here, what?
We'd be here for a while.
Probably a month. A month. That's how long the list is.
Yeah.
I call it the devil's list.
Yeah.
Y'all follow me?
Yeah.
It's the list of the devil.
Yeah.
He'll trick you. That same devil that tricked Eve is the same devil today.
Yes, it is.
He's old. He's old as dirt.
Yes, he is.
You know he said something old as dirt. He's old. You ain't old, brother. Satan is old as dirt.
Yeah.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah. Right.
If you ever want to say somebody old as dirt, the devil is old as dirt.
Old as dirt. Yeah.
And he know every trick in the book.
Every trick.
He was upset when Jesus came down here.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He had this word to himself.
Uh-huh.
He had it made. But when Jesus came down here and stepped on earth, he been mad ever since.
Yes. Yep.
He came and messed up my penthouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm the prince of this world.
That's right.
Yes. Until Jesus came down and set foot on the earth, he been upset ever since.
Ever since.
Huh? Yeah. We know over 2,000 years, he wasn't mad then. Mm-hmm. After that, he was still glad. But when Jesus came and died on the cross,
oh yeah,
and told us what to do to be saved,
oh, yeah,
he been mad at all of us.
Yeah.
Those humans got a way to escape. I can't do nothing to them.
That's right.
But Jesus knew that we cannot fight the devil by ourselves.
Amen. Yes.
I challenge you today, fight the devil by yourself.
Hallelujah.
You're going to lose.
All right.
I guarantee you.
All right.
Do it.
I guarantee you're going to lose.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because he'll send stuff your way. We're coming. He sent things your way, and your flesh just weak.
Yes.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Say this flesh.
This flesh.
It's just weak.
It's weak.
It's weak.
Weak.
Thank you, Jesus. It's so weak, pinch yourself. And then you feel that?
Yeah.
That's how weak it is. This is our enemy right here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And God knew that this flesh is our enemy.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. It can make you do things you know you shouldn't have did it, huh?
Amen.
And the devil, he's so trickly. He'll trick you into doing something, and you know in your mind, I shouldn't have did that. But he'll tell you, oh, nothing wrong with that.
It's all right.
It's all, it's cool.
You can eat up that fruit.
Okay.
You're not going to die. The same devil is using the same trick that he used on the woman.
Yeah.
Amen.
He didn't trick the brother. She tricked the brother. Tell it like it is.
All right. Okay.
He's the reason why we in sin, huh? But the sister tricked the brother.
Yeah.
Tell me now. Women still tricking men today, huh? Y'all still using the same tactic. I got you.
Look out. Look out.
I got you.
Bless him, Jesus. Bless him, Lord.
There's something about the women today still. You can say no, but she's telling you the same thing, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
The flesh is weak.
Yeah.
Thank you. We cannot do this by ourselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can't. It's impossible. Thank you, Jesus. We need some help. Tell somebody we need some help.
We need some help.
Amen. Y'all need some help?
Yeah.
We need somebody to fight for us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Don't be surprised, thank you, Jesus, by the fiery attacks on your mind.
Amen.
Y'all hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't be surprised when the devil attack you.
Yeah.
Remember I told you, the devil don't attack you, something wrong.
Yeah.
That's right.
If you're attacking, you're doing something right.
That's right.
Yeah. So don't be surprised.
That's right.
You are in a warfare with the devil.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Every day you're in a warfare. If he ain't got you in prison or got you in his power, he's mad.
Yeah. All right.
And he's going to attack you. He's going to come. He's going to throw fiery darts at you. Darts.
Bless you.
He's throwing darts at you all the time. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if y'all ever play a dart game?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, try.
If you miss, the dart hit the thing and drop it on the floor.
Yeah, or it doesn't hit
but if you make it, it stick.
Yeah.
He must have invented that game. He must have invented it. When he come at you with a dart, don't let it stick.
Yeah.
That's right.
Huh?
Use the word.
We all in the flesh, Ted. We all in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes the daughter come and stick.
Yeah.
You don't walk around with the dart sticking and you look out in front of you, wouldn't you? Somebody throw a dart at you and stick it in your head.
Oh.
You don't walk around with the dart sticking in your head. You ain't going to do that, huh?
No.
You're going to go to the doctor or pull it out yourself.
Yeah.
And blood go everywhere. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
huh?
Boy.
When the devil throw a dart at you and it stick, shake it off.
Shake it off.
That's right. We have the power
to
shake the devil dart out.
Amen.
He's gonna shoot those darts at you. Every time you got to learn, you know, in the word of God how when the dart comes, you go, huh?
Right. Amen.
Somebody throw a rock at you, you gonna stand there?
No,
you can't get out of the way.
I know I'm gonna do something.
Yeah, I gotta duck. That just gonna stand there.
Spiritually, that's the same thing.
Amen.
Yeah.
We gotta duck.
Yeah.
The only way you could duck and you know a dart coming, you got the Holy Ghost, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll tell you, okay, duck everything.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Don't go that way.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not just talking now. I'm going to show you in the Word of God, huh?
All right.
Don't go that way. Go this way.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Sometimes God can tell you to move. Huh? Sometimes you move and don't know why you move.
Uh-huh.
Then something happened.
Amen.
A car come by and almost hit you.
Yes, right.
Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can't live this life by ourselves.
Amen.
We must have somebody to fight with me. That's my title for the day. Tell somebody we must have somebody
to
fight for us.
I cannot
fight by myself.
By myself.
And in Matthew Jesus said before he was leaving this earth, he said, but the Comforter, he said, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present, still here. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
The Bible said Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Some people don't like to say Holy Ghost. Some people want to think they want to change the word Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
But mine is in red.
Yes.
Yeah. It said Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Jesus spoke those words.
Means Spirit.
Yes.
Holy Spirit is the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Holy Ghost is the Spirit.
Amen.
Okay. So there's nothing wrong with saying using the word Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh. Somebody said, I don't believe in no ghost. Uh-huh. Well, you gotta believe in Jesus, the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He's the Holy Ghost. You gotta believe in the ghost.
Yeah.
Amen.
A ghost is just a spirit.
Yes,
right. Amen. That's in another language.
Yes, right.
And our language is spirit.
Right.
So he said he was gonna send you some help.
Yes.
That's right. He was comforting.
Huh? Mm-hmm. And that help is gonna be what?
The Holy Ghost.
It's gonna be your what?
Comfort.
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 Yes.
You know why? Before he had to do this to the disciples to let them know, look, I'm gonna be with you for a little while, and then I'm not gonna be here.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, he was trying to tell the disciples, I didn't come down here to stay.
Right.
I came down here to deliver you from what he did.
Oh. Oh boy.
Oh, yeah, boy. Eve didn't do it. Who did it?
Adam did it.
He just tricked him.
Okay.
God will let him know. I'm gonna give y'all some power. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not gonna leave you standing here by yourself. I'm not gonna leave you, I'm not gonna leave you hanging.
Yes.
But I'm gonna send you when I go home. I got to leave.
Yes.
If I don't leave, then the comforter won't come.
Yes.
So I have to leave, right. So I can send you the comforter.
Yes.
Which
Amen.
Is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Say
I need
the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
To make it.
To make it.
Because I can't do this by myself.
Amen.
A car needs what's to run.
Yes.
If you don't have no gas, what's going to happen?
Car's going to stall.
It's going to sit there.
It's going to just, yeah.
You
can
just
die.
Sit there and imagine that you're driving.
Well, and everybody honking at you behind you, like,
Amen.
That happened to
me. These lights that's burning down need what?
Electricity.
If you don't have no electricity, you're going to hit that switch.
It'd be dark.
Click.
Nothing happened.
What's wrong with this?
Nothing would happen.
It ain't going to be still dark.
It would be dark.
So Jesus let them know, I'm not going to leave you comfortless.
No.
Because, I'm going to send you back my spirit.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
To stay with you and to help you because you need somebody to fight for you.
Amen. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We need somebody to do some rope-a-dope.
All right.
Rope-a-dope.
Y'all know what rope-a-dope is?
Man, is that a soap?
Ali. That's Ali.
Is it a deodorant?
No, boxing.
Oh.
Somebody to fight for.
We need somebody to fight for us.
That's a deodorant.
Got to do the rope-a-dope for us. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus knew that when he was going back to heaven, back to his home, back on his throne, he knew we was in the flesh.
Yeah.
You hear that, James? God know that you're in the flesh.
Yes.
And the flesh is the part of your life that the devil is going to attack.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And the part that he's going to attack is your what?
Your flesh.
What part of the flesh he gonna attack?
Your mind.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes. He attacked your mind.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? But God said, not so. I'm gonna fix this. Huh? I'm not gonna let you. I feel sorry for these humans. I gotta fix this. I messed it up for the human. I made them. Huh? Mm-hmm. He even repented that he made man.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. So he had pity on us and decide I'm gonna help them. And I'm going to bring them back to Adam, and then I'm going to go back down there, and I'm going to take them home with me.
All right.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said in the 16th verse of John.
16th chapter verse.
16th chapter, John 7 verse.
All right.
Nevertheless, mm-hmm. I tell you the truth. It is what?
Expedient.
For the what? That I what?
Go away.
Go away.
He has to leave. And he said, for if I go not away, the comforter will Not what?
Not come.
But if I depart, Jesus said,
I will send him unto you.
What did he say?
I will send him unto you.
He's going to send him. Promise. Oh, my God, I could have said him, huh? He was talking about himself.
That's right, himself.
I said, I'm going to go away, but I'm coming back.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming back to help you, but now I'm not coming back in the flesh. Mm-hmm. This time, I'm going to come back in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Y'all follow me?
All right.
And when he is come, he will reprove. Listen.
He will what?
He will reprove. That means in order for you to be reproved, you make a mistake, right?
Uh-huh.
Because we're in the flesh.
We're in the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Huh?
But the devil will tell you, he'll say, no, you doing all right, huh?
But
Jesus said the spirit was coming to reprove you.
Yeah.
In other words, you in the church, you baptized in Jesus' name. He talking about the saints now.
Yeah.
He ain't talking about this right now sinner that's out there. I ain't never going to church. I ain't never serving God.
Right.
Uh-huh. He talking about those that decide, I decided to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Right. That's what Jesus is talking about, huh?
Yeah.
That means you in the flesh, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
You ain't perfect, right?
Amen.
Right. You're going to make mistakes.
Amen. Yeah. Because we're in the flesh.
All right.
We're.
That's why I said nobody should be holier than thou.
That's right.
As long as you're in the flesh, you're going to make mistakes.
Amen.
But the Holy Ghost is going to reprove you, right?
Yes.
Amen.
So when it reproves you, what you going to do?
Learn not to make that mistake.
You're going to learn, you're going to answer the Lord and say, God, forgive me for this. And then you're going to do it again.
No, I'm not going to do it again.
Repent.
Y'all following me now.
Repent.
All right.
Okay. And then it said, the world of sin, or the word of sin, is what us them say. And of righteousness and of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Of sin, because what?
They believe not.
You're talking about us. You're talking about us. Yeah. Hallelujah. You're talking about the world. You're talking about us who believe. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then what it said, of righteousness, because I what?
Go to my Father.
And ye what?
No more.
What? I'm leaving now. I can't be here with you all the time. Of judgment, because of what?
The prince of this world is judged.
Who is the prince of this world?
The devil.
Satan.
He is a man.
Satan.
He's upset. When Jesus set foot on earth, he changed everything for us in the flesh. I just want y'all to remember, you in the flesh.
Yes.
Huh? And you need somebody to fight for you.
Yes.
All right.
And Jesus said over here in Acts, it said, over here, first chapter of Acts, it said in the 8th verse, said, but ye shall receive power.
Yes, uh-huh.
After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Amen.
Ye shall what? Be witness unto both Jerusalem and where Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Y'all got that?
Yes.
And ye shall receive power.
Yes.
Acts 2 and 38 is when the power came down.
All right.
That's what the Holy Ghost is for.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is the most important thing you must have.
Amen.
Thank you. When you went down in the water in Jesus' name, you came out of the water, you're a newborn baby.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But when you came out of that water and you're a newborn baby, you still in the flesh.
Yes.
This thing weighing us down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is where the devil works.
Mm-hmm.
He know all the weaknesses, all the habits, all the things that you shouldn't do.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
And he uses it against you.
Yes.
He's upset.
Yes.
That you turn to God.
Mm-hmm.
He's mad with Jesus.
Mad.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so Jesus gave us a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
When the devil attack you. Thank you, Jesus. He said, when you find yourself in a thick battle with the devil, Jesus says to us, call upon my who? What do we call on?
Jesus. His name.
He said, call upon my what?
My name.
Jesus.
What would you say?
Jesus.
Jesus what?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. When you're in a thick battle with the devil,
Jesus help.
Name yeah, Jesus.
Come on, sister. Come on,
Jesus.
You see, got it?
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes.
You said, Jesus,
help me.
Okay.
Y'all remember this?
Yes.
Jesus, help.
When the devil attack you, and what's the, you see, when the Holy Ghost come down inside of you, get down in you, the Holy Ghost, it ain't gonna be on the outside of you. It's going to go inside of you.
Inside. All right.
And live inside of you.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be your defense.
Yes.
Uh-huh. In a minute, the devil, he's going to attack you every day. All you got to say, get behind me, Satan. Jesus, help me.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Ain't that what you said, James?
Yeah.
When your car broke down?
Jesus.
Yeah. All right.
What the first thing? Did you cuss?
No, I said, help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Yeah.
All
right.
And then a tow truck showed up.
Tow truck came. He heard you right now.
Right now.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And then the next thing you were saying, oh, Lord. I don't know where I'm going to get the money to pay for this. You don't always say, Jesus, help me. Just leave it alone.
Leave
because
it
Jesus is going to take all.
He's on the job.
The minute you say, Jesus, help me, he's going to take over.
Hallelujah.
He's going to take over your battle.
Yeah.
That's what the Holy Ghost is for.
Yeah.
Amen. To
fight your battle.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Help.
It gives the ropey dough to the devil.
Yeah.
If y'all know anything about Ali?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not enough about him.
Got the other person. He on a
rope. They got him.
He just getting rest.
He resting
on the rope.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You can just sit back and rest on the rope. And let the Holy Ghost take over.
All right.
Call the rope-a-dope.
Yeah. Okay.
And he'll knock the devil out and tell him, get behind me.
Amen.
Get behind me.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
Get behind me.
Get behind
me. Yes. Whenever Satan put something in your mind to do something wrong,
uh-huh.
That's what the Holy Ghost is for.
Yes.
To reprove you.
Yes.
It'll talk to you.
Yes.
It'll bug you.
Yes.
It'll pester you.
Yeah.
Right.
And it'll let you know when you did wrong.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And if you keep doing this wrong, I'm gonna leave you. Huh? Because you don't want the Holy Ghost to leave you.
Thank you.
You want the Holy Ghost to stay.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So as you go, you learn.
Yes.
Because I guarantee you, the devil is going to attack you.
Yes.
Amen. I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah.
The minute you do something wrong and don't do nothing about it, and the devil will make you think, oh, you didn't do nothing wrong. You fine. And you go along, and not listen to the Holy Ghost, The Holy Ghost going to work on you. You ain't going to be able to sleep.
Yes.
Yes. It'll plague you.
Yes.
It'll comfort you.
Yes.
And let you know you shouldn't have said that cuss word to that person.
Uh-huh.
Y'all hear me?
Amen. Yeah.
You shouldn't have did that. It'll work. All you got to do is repent. The devil will tell you to get it right. Get it right. Don't let the sun go down on your what?
Wrath.
On your wrath.
Amen.
Every day you repent. God, forgive me for anything that I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. Just let me know. The Holy Ghost will let you know. It's what the Holy Ghost is for.
Amen.
Amen.
See, most people that want to hear about the Holy Ghost and want to receive the Holy Ghost, they think the Holy Ghost is going to come down and strike you just like lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. The Holy Ghost entered each one of us different.
Amen.
Amen.
God know how to enter your body.
Yes. Amen.
He don't want to scare you.
Yeah.
He wants you to be comfort. Amen.
Amen.
He wants you to be at ease.
Yeah.
He wants you to be at peace. But long as you are seeking the Holy Ghost, eventually you're gonna get it.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody that went down in the water in Jesus' name did not receive the Holy Ghost. At once.
Amen.
Some people say, well, when you go down in the water, you're going to get the Holy Ghost when you come out of that water. Not so. Because Paul said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?
Yes.
He's talking about people that have been baptized in Jesus' name, haven't received the Holy Ghost yet.
Amen.
Sometimes it takes a little while for God to work on the person. For the Holy Ghost to enter your body.
Yes.
You got to be in a certain state of mind.
Yes.
You got gotta be in a state that you are ready for Jesus to
ready.
Enter
yes.
Amen.
Your body.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is all around you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's around you. Mm-hmm. Huh? Y'all hear me?
Amen.
If it wasn't around you, you wouldn't be here today.
Amen.
You'll be somewhere else. Amen. On a picnic somewhere. Picnic somewhere, laying on the sand.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is working with you.
Yeah.
Because you're here today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get that Holy Ghost inside of you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Get it fast.
Yes.
Because it's the only thing that's going to fight for you.
Yes. Amen.
It's the only one. Only the Spirit of God could fight the devil.
Yes.
Amen.
Flesh cannot fight the devil.
Yes.
Amen. He just laughed at you.
Yes.
You try to do it yourself, he just laughed at you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. But Jesus gave us the power.
Yes.
And that Amen. Power is what?
The Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Which is the what?
Comforter.
Power of God.
He sent that down to us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Down there, Ephesians, if you want to go there. I'm just going to spot. Thank you, Jesus. You got to have it.
Got to have that.
Ephesians 6 and 10.
6 and 10. All right.
Thank you, Jesus. I had to mark, but I only took my mark out. Ephesians 6 and 10, Paul said, well, y'all got there? He gave us the power.
Uh-huh.
Jesus already said that he's going to come down in the spirit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to get inside of you and live inside of you, comfort you, reprove you, let you know what's wrong and what's right. That's what the Holy Ghost is for.
Amen.
And let you know what's wrong and what's right. Thank you, Jesus. Listen to it. Listen to the Spirit when it's talking to you. Don't do that. Thank
Amen.
You. But he said, finally, my brethren, mm-hmm. be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He told us to put on the whole armor of God.
Uh-huh.
That ye what?
May be able to
what?
Stand
against
the wiles of the devil.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah. Yes.
The devil is going to attack you.
Oh,
and you need your help. Thank you, Jesus. And what does it say?
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye be able to withstand the what?
Evil days
and having the what?
All to stand.
Thank you, Jesus. Say, stand therefore, having your loins
girt about the truth
of what?
And having on the breastplate of righteousness.
And your weak
feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Come on now, peace.
Above all, taking
the shield of faith,
wherewith
you shall be able to quench
all the fiery darts.
Y'all hear that?
Of the weakness.
And take the helmet of salvation.
Take the helmet of what?
Salvation.
Come on.
And the sword of the Spirit,
yes.
Which is the word of God.
Pray all the time.
Praying always.
It takes prayer.
Yes.
Talk to Jesus.
Yes.
When the devil aggravates you, what you gonna do?
Talk to Jesus.
What you gonna do?
Talk to Jesus.
Tell Satan
to get behind.
Call
what
Jesus.
You gonna do? Say, come on, Pastor.
Help me, Jesus.
What y'all gonna do?
Help me, Jesus.
If you want the Holy Ghost to fight for you, or take over your battle, what you gotta do?
Help me, Jesus.
You gotta use the code word.
Jesus, help me.
You gotta use the password.
Jesus, help me.
You know, you go into your computer, you ain't gonna get in there until you put that password in.
Right.
Yeah. Our password is what?
Jesus, help me. Yeah.
Help me, Jesus.
Yes, help me.
Peter said, help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
Save me, Jesus.
Yes.
He's walking on that water. He told his dad, Jesus, I'm gonna come out there, Jesus. Come on.
Come on now.
All right. Peter got out there. He walked on that water.
He was doing fine.
He actually walked. He was walking on it.
Walking on the water. Yeah.
He did one thing wrong.
Look, God's focus.
Flesh took over. Come on now.
He lost his
focus.
That's
why God told this story. That's why he let that story be told.
Uh-huh.
He was showing us that we are in the flesh.
Yeah.
And the flesh is weak.
Hallelujah.
And he was showing us when Peter was walking on that water. Hey.
He was doing fine until he started to look around, stop his focus.
He should have kept his eyes on who?
Jesus.
He was looking at Jesus.
Yeah, he was doing fine.
As long as he stayed over and look doing Jesus.
He was doing fine. He wasn't thinking about it. He was just doing.
If a whale would have jumped out the water, wouldn't it bother him?
That's right.
If a great white shark come up, as he kept his eyes on Jesus.
That's right.
Ain't nothing going to happen to him. But he said, the devil said, look down.
All right. And then it happened.
What happened?
He started to sing.
He started singing.
All right.
What did he say?
God is telling us, just because you in the church, just because you baptized in Jesus' name,
right,
just because you got the Holy Ghost, doesn't mean that one day you're going to sing.
All right.
Huh?
Yeah.
In the flesh.
Still you high and mighty, nothing can happen to me.
Yes, it can.
Huh?
Yes, it
nothing can happen.
Yes,
Peter said, what to Jesus?
Save me,
Jesus. Because he started sinking his kind of arm. I was doing all right until I looked down. And now Jesus saved me. Jesus reached down and said, come on.
Come on back.
Right.
Come on back.
Brought him up.
Come on.
Yeah.
Brought him back up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
You got somebody to fight for you.
Yes.
And all you got to do
is
say the password.
Jesus.
The password is who?
Jesus.
Call on Jesus.
Yes.
When you say, Lord, help me.
Yes.
Jesus help.
Jesus,
Jesus help me. Come on now.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You can say, Lord Jesus, help me.
Lord Jesus.
All right.
Help me, Jesus. Lord, I love you. Help me.
All right.
As long as you put the name Jesus in there,
Jesus. All right.
Your help is coming.
Yeah. All right.
Help is on the way.
In my lesson, Jesus will take over your battle.
All right.
Yes.
Your battle that you're fighting, Jesus will take it over, Ted.
Yes.
And give you strength.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't do what the flesh wants you to do.
Amen.
Huh? Don't do it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
If you have weakness and your weakness is so weak, call on Jesus.
What?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I can have a list out here and I can go down the list. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? I can go down. It's in the Bible.
Amen.
Every sin that's against God is in the Bible.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah,
no. Yeah.
A little cuss word. Ain't no such thing as a little cuss word.
Uh-huh.
But trust me, they cussed way back then.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they
cussed way back then, but they probably smoked weed way back then.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing new.
Herbs.
I don't know if they had beer back then, but beer is alcohol. I don't know what they had.
Wine.
They had wine back then.
Yeah.
But the Bible said, be not drunken off of wine.
Right.
They didn't tell you not to drink wine.
That's right.
They said, don't be drunk on wine.
Yeah, right.
So you start sipping a little wine, you ain't going against the Bible. Thank you, Jesus, huh? Amen?
Amen.
Yes. When you start getting the buzz off of it.
All right.
You're doing too much.
Yeah, that's right.
You're doing too much.
Come here.
All right.
You don't jump out of bounds. The Holy Ghost is going to start talking to you. No.
You've overdone it now.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
I got a buzz. Thank you, Jesus. Don't touch that weed. Let that weed alone. Come on, man.
All right.
I can name all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Bobby said, touch not, handle not, and what good?
Unclean.
Unclean thing.
That's right.
It said it, huh?
That's right.
Bobby tell us to stop the fifth communication of the mouth.
Of the mouth.
See,
right.
Y'all know what that means, don't you?
Yes.
50 communication of the mouth. It's in the Bible. I got the scriptures here.
Right.
It's in there. So when the devil make you say that cuss word, huh? Uh-huh. Don't wait. You better listen to the spirit.
All right.
Huh? You in the flesh.
Yes.
The devil gonna make you mad.
Yeah.
He gonna say a little cuss word. Oh Lord, forgive me, Jesus. You still Jesus, forgive me, Jesus. He said, Jesus, help me. Thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Everybody is in the flesh.
Yes.
The pastor is in the flesh.
Yes.
Right.
The missionary is in the flesh. What happened?
Amen.
You got to fight the flesh.
Amen.
No, you don't. You can't fight the flesh.
You need Jesus.
You need some help to fight
Jesus
the flesh. I got you that time. Then I got you.
All right.
You need the Holy Ghost to help you to
help
fight
me.
The flesh.
Yes.
If you fight the flesh, you
not
ain't going to win.
Not
all
right. Myself.
Thank you, Jesus.
So
amen.
Do some battle.
That's right. Need some help.
That's all right.
You need the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Down inside, he said, Lord, I need your Spirit.
Lord, I need your Spirit.
Y'all say it like you mean it.
Jesus.
Lord, I need you.
I need you.
I need you.
Come in me, Jesus. Come in me,
Jesus.
Stay in me, Jesus.
Stay in me, Jesus.
You, and trust me, when the Holy Ghost enter you, you will know.
Amen.
You can be by yourself and speak in tongues.
Amen.
You can be in the crowd somewhere speaking in tongues. You might scare them. But you can speak in tongues anywhere.
Amen.
Thank you. But when you, when the Spirit of God enter your flesh, your body, your mind, your brain, you will know it.
You'll know it.
Thank you, Jesus. You got to have somebody, Pastor.
You got to.
I can't do this by myself.
By yourself.
Y'all say, oh, the preachers up there, oh, they're the strongest people in the church. Nah.
Can't do it.
They're in the flesh, too.
As long as you're in the flesh.
They're in the flesh, too.
More
that's
so.
Right.
He gonna hit them
the
more.
Flesh is subject to what?
To the Spirit.
Air.
Air. Come on, bro. I know
you. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
The flesh
subject to air.
Is subject to error.
Yes.
If you make a mistake or do something, God is not mad at you.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Because he know you in the flesh.
Yes.
When you do something and a spirit is talking to you, oh man, I shouldn't have said that. Or a habit that you got, I know I shouldn't be doing it. I know I shouldn't. You know what that is?
That's the Spirit.
That's the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Talking to you.
Talking to you.
It takes you to what?
Listen.
Listen and answer.
Obey. Amen.
We all had to learn how to live safe.
Amen.
I didn't wake up one morning and I was just holy and God. I got a thing on my head. You know what the thing is?
Halo.
I ain't got one on my head.
It doesn't work yet.
I was born in sin.
That's right.
Shaped in iniquity.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Everybody got to learn. That's what's wrong with folks. They think everything got to happen instantly.
Yes.
Jesus said to learn of me.
Yes.
See, he had it down. He had us down so fast. He understood everything about us.
Yes.
And he know what I'm going to do. I'm going to just get them in the water and get them baptized in my name. Mm-hmm. Get them baptized and then leave them alone.
No, he wanted to come back as a comforter for us. We couldn't make it without him.
Wait,
we need the comforter.
Once
that comforter,
so we gonna hound people?
No.
You got to get the Holy Ghost. Come on, you got to get it now. Come on over here. Shake the head out. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Get inside of him. Get inside of him.
We do it in a loving way. It's done in a nice, loving way.
They did that in the old days.
Yeah,
they try to shake the Holy Ghost in.
Yeah.
No. Jesus deal with every one of us individually.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Differently.
Amen.
It might take some people longer, huh? But when they get it, they're going to get it.
They got it.
That's right.
You just be patient.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. So,
amen.
So what you do? You do something bad?
No, it occurred.
What's the first thing the devil going to do?
Try to condemn
what do you. Do?
Try to make you feel bad.
Make you do what?
Make you feel bad.
Make you feel guilty, huh?
Yeah, so you don't feel like you're worthy.
I'm guilty. God don't want me.
That's what it was. When it was famous.
So terrible.
Yeah.
You hear?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Okay.
As long as you got this morning.
Amen.
And came here.
Yeah.
You hear?
Amen.
That means Jesus is working with you.
Yes.
That's right.
He's talking to you.
He's not giving up on
you. He's fighting for you.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus.
Once you go all the way with Jesus, you would know it.
Yes.
You would know it.
All right.
Woo!
Thank you.
I just love it, huh?
Hallelujah.
I only can say one thing to y'all right now, if you let me. I feel all right now.
All right. All right.
Your job is to do the rope-a-dope.
Yeah, light them off.
You get on the rope, Stay on the rope. That's what Ali did. He invented this. Ali invented this. He gave him the rope a dope. But the fighter kept fighting and
wearing himself out.
Ali
come and go, bam!
Knock him out.
Knock him out. That's what Jesus would do.
Yeah.
Jesus said, stand back. You don't call on me now. You said, Jesus, help me.
Yeah.
Come, I need your help, Jesus. Once you say that, he heard you, right?
Yeah.
You threw the rope of dope. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Put it in the Lord's hand.
Yes.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Teach me what you want me to do.
What you want me to do.
How you want me to be. Do that. Say, Jesus. Call him by his name.
Yes.
We can call Jesus by his name.
Yes.
We can talk to him just like I'm talking to you, Ted. Anytime.
Amen.
That's right. When my lips are still talking, I can get away with that now. You know, when you're talking, somebody looking on the call, you know, you're talking to yourself. No, I get, you know, you're talking on the phone now.
Yeah.
You put that button.
Right.
You're talking on the phone in the car now.
They don't know who you're talking.
The lips are there. Oh, he's talking on the phone.
Yeah. Talk to
the Lord you want.
All right.
Talk to the Lord you want.
All right. Right.
He's all here.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Hey, how you feel?
Amen.
All right. He's all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Just keep on coming to the church.
Yes,
right. Keep on coming.
Yeah.
All right.
Give the devil the black eye.
All right.
Hit him in the lip and make it swell.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
You got Jesus to do what for you?
Fight for you.
Fight for you.
Come on. He said he was going to do what?
Fight for you.
He said he's going to send you a confidant.
Send
yeah.
Confidant.
He's going to send you some help.
Yeah.
Can y'all see that?
Yeah.
You see how magnificent, how cool Jesus is?
Yeah.
So he didn't leave us here standing by ourselves.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going away, but I'm going to come back.
Yeah.
But I'm not coming back in the flesh now. You ain't going to see me like this no more.
Yeah.
But I'm going to come back in the spirit.
Yeah.
And I want to get inside of you, and I want to live with you. And I want to help you.
That's right.
I'm going to leave you right there. You know why? You know why I'm going to leave you right there? Because I feel all right.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
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 All right.
Yeah.
I feel all right.
Amen.
Call on Jesus. He will answer prayer. Call on Jesus. He will answer prayer.
If you call on Jesus,
he will answer prayer. That's a good old song that they used to sing back in the day. And he brought it to my mind. He said, when you get in trouble, Brother James, when you're on trouble on the freeway and your engine blow up.
All right.
Hey, call on him.
When the tow truck got you on the hook.
Yeah. I've been waiting on him to do that.
It ain't your money. It's thin.
Look out now. Call on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Call
that's right. Jesus. Call on Jesus.
He will answer prayer.
Right now.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you.
That was a good message. Wasn't that a good message?
Yeah. Amen.